Hi there, hello. Yeah, come in, please. I've been expecting you. Just sit wherever you feel comfortable.
The armchair towards the exit again.
Okay.
Would you like a glass of water? It's okay to say yes, I feel thirsty too. It's hot today. Yeah? Okay, just a second.
Here you go. Be nice and fresh.
You're really welcome.
So, hi. How have you been?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And the obvious question. So, how do you feel about our first session?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly okay. I told you I'm unorthodox.
The backbone of our work together is trust. Sex is an all-encompassing activity, therefore the ways, the feelings and the thoughts around sex are closed in it to ourselves. One has to attribute gentle care to how they process their impulses, how they express them, and very important, how they position themselves between the two. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, could I ask you to do something?
Yeah, okay.
As you may have seen on the table next to your glass of water, there's a nail polish bottle. I'd like you to take it and open it. Good boy. Now I want you to closely look to its design. Try to figure out how it's meant to be used. Develop the plan.
No, I mean a more complex plan than just applying it.
Try to think about it this way. How to angle the brush, how much product to apply, where to start on the nail, how your stroke would unfold, how many layers you'd need for the best result. You follow? Good boy. Okay, now I want you to try and instructions, okay? And I have acetone if you want to remove the polish afterwards. This is meant as an exercise, you know? So you're up to doing your thumb? Good boy. So the idea is to put the brush in the bottle, really load it with product.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Now, you're supposed to discharge some of that on the rim of the bottle's neck, leaving enough product in order to have a flat tip to your brush. Yeah, you may try again.
Okay.
That's it. Good job. Now, put your fist on the table, thumb up, and make sure your hand isn't moving. Good boy. Take the brush and from the base of your nail, near your cuticle but not over it, start your stroke and apply as much pressure needed so that by the time you reach the end of your nail, you've applied the uniform layer. It's okay if you don't finish your nail in one stroke. It would be way too easy that way. Okay. So, now, do the same until you've covered every part of your nail. Take into account that the sides of your nails are curved and adjust to that. Get to know the ins and outs of what you're painting onto. That's it. Good boy. Pretty amazed of how well you did that. I'm proud of you. Good boy. Okay, so your thumbnail, it's easy because it's wide, you know? Not as intricate as your other nails. I want you to look at your fingers and see how each nail has a form relatively expressive for how said finger looks. And now, try to understand
how that
has around what movements those nails undergo daily due to the finger they're attached to. Reflect on which activities each finger is used for. Take into account how much strength each finger has. And see, by looking at the profile of your fingers, that the corresponding nail might be more curved since it suffers more pressure. Now that you're acquainted, think of how you'd paint the other nails. Take your pinky, for example, and you might come to the conclusion that you might need a gentler stroke since it cannot take that much polish. Think about how you'd manage their drying afterwards. You can start with your thumb because it's the largest surface and has the most time to dry, and then you can move towards your pinky. But how about your index? It's usually the most active. You'll have to keep in mind to be restrictive about its movements as you paint your other nails so that you don't ruin all your work. A bit fascinated, aren't you? Well, I'm good at descriptions for one. And it was more of a metaphor, but anyhow, so good. Now, I'd like you to do my nails. Don't be scared, you're not that skilled, we're here to learn. But what I expect from you will do is that you will be careful, okay? Good boy. Before that, I want you to change armchairs with me. Yeah, come sit in this one with its back to the exit. Good boy. Great. Now, I'll put my hands on the table. I want you to look at them and study them as you did yours. You can touch them, pick them up if you want to get a better look. I won't bite, it's okay. So, did you form a plan? Good boy. Now, for the purposes of this exercise, I won't guide you anymore. What I do want is to talk to you about dominance and submission. Would that be okay? Great. You can start painting as I speak. Okay. It's kind of obvious that this dichotomy essentially is power distribution. But the common acceptance of power, say how you view it in politics or regarding muscles, isn't strictly universal, let's say. Like, it isn't applicable in this situation. It's not like the dom is given total power in the sense that he can do anything to the sub, no matter the sub's existence. It's more something in the realm that the dom is entrusted with the sub's consent and comfort, and the other way around. What does consent mean? So thorough. As far as sex goes, consent shouldn't be equal to toleration. It's supposed to include actual will, desire. What's also important in consent is that you have to know what you're consenting to, that you can do so in full knowledge of what it all entails. This is where the comfort part comes in. The dom and the sub have to be completely comfortable with what's going on the mental, the psychological and physical level. And that's a must. Nobody's allowed to pressure anything onto the other. And that's why I stress the desire opposed to toleration. Yes, sure, you can start with my other hand. Good job so far, great! So, okay, I got distracted by the well-done job you did. good boy. So, where was I? Yes, desire. The sub and the dom should both emanate desire, and they would feed off each other's. The sub should find satisfaction in his submission to that dom, and the dom should feel as well satisfied for having been entrusted with the sub. It is essential that the dom takes care of the sub, that they have the best interests in mind, and that they protect the sub maybe from experiences that they might desire.
They have to have trust in the dom that they will do the above mentioned. That's where the slight innuendo starts and trust comes to play. It's mutual and it's dependent of both parties involved. You understand? Good boy.
By good behavior and vulnerability. Repeated proof of both nurtured trust. For example, take me asking you to do my nails. I first explained to you the rough idea of what nail painting is. I then guided you to do that yourself. This way, getting to know both how it is to do and how it is to receive. You saw that doing isn't necessarily an easy thing, that it takes knowledge and discovery being balanced with experience. You can see that each nail you painted got you better at doing that. Great. Now, back again at the nail polish analogy. After you have figured nail painting out, I ask you to do it to me. In other words, I trusted you with my nails. I never intervened with any remarks if you were doing it wrong or me because I trusted you. And in the end, you did a good job without me instructing you because you understand the mechanism. That's a dumb thing. Firstly, getting to know the grounds by being taught about the sub, understanding how the sub works, and working with that as the sub trusts them. The sub is at liberty to intervene if they begin feeling unsafe. For example, I could have used the safe word, let's say, if you went off track somehow. Do you remember your safe words from our last session? Yes? Please repeat it to me. Okay. Can we keep this safe word? Okay. What I had in mind for today is to metaphorically do your nails. Submission is something that has to be fully understood since it's the most fragile position you could take. The good way of understanding what a sub is being one. As the Latins say, repetitio mater studiorum est. So, would you be my sub? Okay. Explain to me first what you understood about being a sub. Okay, trusting me. Do you? Good. Letting me know when you're not longer comfortable or willing. Great. Will you promise to do that? Good boy. Okay, now I think my nails are dry. Tell me how you feel about staying in the armchair with no view towards the door. You're okay with it now? Good boy. That points out you do trust me. A bit of before mentions about me being a dom. From now on, you shall address me as Miss Minxy and you will identify me as your dom. Understood? You will add Miss Minxy at the end of each of your sentences. Understood? Good boy. Now, I want you to strip. Strip naked, yeah. Good boy. I want you to look at your throbbing cock as it's trying to reach your navel. Look at it going up as a twitch of blood rushes in. Look at it go down a bit as the blood finds the limit of your body. I want you to look at your precum to take in the redness of your gland. What do you need? Again, what do you need? Good boy. I'll come in front of you and sit on the table. Now that I'm settled, I will take these cuffs you used on me last time. Can I use them on you? Good boy. Please sit on the floor facing me. Good boy. Look up at me. That's it. I'll kiss you, okay? I'll move to your chin, to your ear, where I'll whisper, "Do you enjoy submitting to me so far? Good boy." I'll kiss your beautiful neck. Your collarbone. Your shoulder. Your breathing is getting harder. I think you stared too much at my breasts. Let me come and sit behind you. While I'm here, give me your wrists. That's a good boy. Good. Now, lean onto me. Get comfy. Rest you the back of your head on my shoulder. Good boy. Look up to me and worship me as I'm taking my hands and exploring your torso. Feel my fingers digging into you. You're really impatient to be touched, aren't you? Isn't the floor cool under your balls? Have you been a good boy for me and kept them full with cum? I'll find out anyway. It's better to confess now. Good boy. I'm going to touch your head and you have to stand completely still, understand? Leave your development of pleasure into my hands. If you are too aroused and can't take my touch, kiss me and I'll go easier, if I consider that to be the case. Way you're allowed to come only when I agree with that, understand? Good boy. I'm massaging your pre-cum into your head. Looks like you're quite excited, you naughty creature. I'm going to start to stroke it slowly but firmly. And you're going to take it, okay? So, long, hard, and slow strokes. Up and down. And then up again and down. That's right. Go into my hand. Good boy. Now, I want you to spit on your cock. Come on, you can do better than that. That's it. Good boy. I'll start stroking more vigorously, and you're not allowed to come, understand? Good boy. Come on. You can take it. That's it. Be a good boy for me and refrain from coming. Let me edge the life out of you. I think I'll spit on you too. That's more like it. How's that? Nice? I'm glad. Oh, you're about to come? No, no, no. You're not allowed to come. At least not yet. Stop it with the please me, Spinksy. You don't have a way out of this. You just have to take it, okay? Come on, you can take it. I know you can take it. Come on, you can take it. Aha! I stopped you right on the brink of ejaculation, didn't I? Come on, take a little bit more. You can. That's my good boy. Don't thrust into my hand, you're not allowed to. Just take it. A bit distressing for me to like just jump between paces, isn't it? Weren't you the one saying that you couldn't hold it in anymore? Oh, so you want it faster, back to that rhythm? Well, if you provoked me. Haha! Caught you once again trying to.
It's time for me to get up.
Please move a bit to the back and rest your head on the armchair. Good boy. Watch me climb on the table and see as my dress ruffles in the air. Start thinking about the color of my lingerie. Imagine the fabric. Estimate how hard my nipples are. How wet my panties got. Have a picture in mind? Good boy. Now, watch me take off my panties. You were right. Watch me play with my tits. Notice that it looks like I'm not wearing a bra. Well, it's because I'm not. It's just the firmness of my tits not giving away their bareness. Let me squat for you. Take these panties and tease your body with them. Could you get a sniff of them too from up here? Too bad. I'll tie them around your cock. Good boy. Now watch me as I lift the bottom of my dress. Drool at the side of my pussy. That's it. Good boy. Your cup can get any harder than that. Thank the panties. Look at me spreading my pussy in front of you. Take me in. Fantasize about my wetness, my smell, my taste, my tightness. Watch my fingers strolling around my labia, getting closer to the heat source. Now, look at me playing with myself. Mm. See how wet I am? See my... my juice is just sweating off onto me, glistening. You're getting needy. Good boy. I think I'll mount your face and you're going to eat me out. Understand? And as you do, I'll use my foot to tease you. And please remember that you're not allowed to come. Let me untie your cock. That feels relieving, doesn't it? And maybe let me shove these panties into your mouth. Please go. Ah, that's it. There you go. Come on. We can take it all. Come on. That's it. Now I think I'm going to give you one deep throat and you'll be grateful for it, understand? Good boy. All right, you and you're going to take it like a good boy, understand? Great. Just sit there. That's it. Just sit there. I'm going to mount you. That's it. That's it. You're going in. Do you enjoy my tightness? That's it. Good boy. That's it. Don't come yet. Don't come yet. That's it. I'm going to go faster and you're not going to come, understand? Good boy. Oh my god. I'm going to come on your cock and you're going to take it, understand? And not come. Okay. Oh my god. It again, so do not come, okay? Get ready. Hold it in. Let me put it out and you hold it in, understand? Hold it in. Just last. Go ahead, last. Don't come. Don't come as I clench onto you. Don't come.
So I'll come the first time, and you are going to come as I count you down, understand? And come deep inside, as deep as you can. Okay. Be a good boy and get ready for this. That's it. Yes. Okay. 10. 9. 8. 7. Let me hold your neck. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come. Just come. Come. That's it. Come. That's it. That's it. Let her come mix. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. Good boy. Good boy.
Good boy. You did a great job. How are you feeling? Oh, let me take these cuffs off. They're off. Okay? I'm glad you're okay. Can I spoon you? Okay, so how are you? I'm glad you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it too. Did it feel educational? Happy it did. You actually did a good job on my nails, not going to lie. Ah, you want to wipe yours off? No? Okay. Yeah, aftercare is a bonus of being a sub. Although the dumps need it too. You're okay? Good. So let's get dressed. I guess you want to come for the next session? Okay, let me just schedule you. Same time next week, would that be okay? Great. Ah, you should finish the water that I brought you. You certainly need it. I need it too, but I'll get some as soon as I have seen you out. Yeah, I hope you have a really nice weekend and can't wait to see you again. Ah, and great progress, by the way. Here you go. See you next time. Bye-bye.